Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our B2B training and support call this beautiful Monday morning, May 20th, 2019. This is Mark Riches joining the call from Cookeville, Tennessee, and we appreciate each of you joining us on the call and those that are listening to the playback in our back office as well. What an exciting time it is in our team's history. We had our final webinar, in our transition webinar on Friday, where we talked a lot about the recruiting transitions and excited about really the growth that we're seeing right now. Lots of great production, lots of performance club qualifiers. That's always exciting. Lots of people really focused on senior director and executive director. It's never been, I don't want to say, I hate using the word easy, but it's never been more simple than right now to get to executive director, only $1,400 in revenue, and just substantially, if you're selling the group plan, the 3890 plan, you know, it's lower sales volume required than ever before in the history of the company. So I just hope a lot of us are focused on setting that as a goal to be at the executive director level every single month. I want to kick the call off. I want to take the call to Mr. Mike Riches joining us from Dallas. Mike's been out this morning doing an enrollment already, so he's traveling again as he was last week. And just excited about Mike was recognized by Legal Shield recently as the number one group trainer in all of Legal Shield. They've got a lot of group trainers. He was number one for the month of April, so congratulations to him on that accomplishment. And Mike, I know you've got some exciting announcements that you want to share with us, some things that are happening at Legal Shield, and I'll turn the call over to you.
Hey, thanks, Mark, and I appreciate it. I'm actually down in Houston this morning and just finished up an enrollment and on our way to another decision-maker meeting. I'm training a gentleman here, Ken Babin, in Houston, who's on Rich Miller's team, and just really proud of what these guys are doing and growing their own businesses. And I'm really excited because, Mark, as you mentioned, we got a lot of people that are right there. And I'll just piggyback on what you said about the $1,400 in premium. And I know that might sound like a lot, but Mark, as you said, you know, it really is very doable. It's more doable than ever before. And don't forget, you can supplement your employee benefit production with some small business plans as well. We had a rep on the last couple days of last month that was a little short of that $1,400 mark, and she wrote a small business plan, $150 small business plan, and that gave her $150 in revenue. Now, you could do 10 of those in a month and qualify for executive director, but even if you just did two or three, you know, that's a pretty good chunk. I mean, it's about a third of what you need for executive director. And so I could not agree more that it's more doable right now than ever before. And I appreciate you mentioning the training. I really enjoy getting around, and Legal Shield doing another kind of series this summer where they're going to have several trainers kind of traveling around, and I'm really excited to be a part of that. They're firming up some of those cities, and I'll be sure to announce that on this call, because if you're in one of those cities I'm going to be in, I'd love to have you come and attend one of those trainings. In fact, I'll just throw this out there, because one that is set in stone is Seattle, Washington. So if any of you are up in the Washington market, I'm going to be in Seattle on June 15th. So just in, what is that, about 3 or 4 weeks from now, June 15th, doing a certification training up there in Seattle. I just wanted to share with you, and I'm really excited for this, there are some new councils and committees that Legal Shield has put together. One is the Business Solutions Leadership Committee, and you'll be seeing some of this. My brother Mark did a video on it last week and did a great job of that. He heads up that leadership committee, and that's just a committee of a few select individuals, both from the leaders from the field and also leaders from the corporate office, that oversee business solutions and help direct policy and help give input on incentives and, you know, a lot of different things. But that leadership committee, we're well represented there because we've got Mr. Mark Riches on that committee. We've also got the second committee is the governance committee, and that's kind of more, if you think of it, kind of like a Supreme Court. It's a body of individuals, again, both from the corporate office and from field leader, made up of field leaders, that help to kind of handle appeal cases or, you know, dispute cases and things like that. I'm on that committee, and that's something. It's not near as fun, but it is something that's good, and we're well represented there as well. And then Legal Shield just last week announced a new advisory council. That's the third, and we believe the final committee that's going to be put in place for leadership. And that advisory council is put together, made up of, again, field leaders that will also help kind of drive the business solutions market and give advice on things like training and development and, again, incentives and rules and procedures as well. And we're well represented there. I'm on that committee. So is Alicia Thompson. I'm really excited to work with Alicia as well as other leaders from Legal Shield that are on that committee as well. And I just, you know, I want you to know first and foremost that our team is well represented in this on these leadership bodies, and I'm honored to be a small part of that. But I'll tell you, I think that goes to show, you know, what our team has shown and proven, which is we know a lot about this aspect of the business. I also want you to recognize and appreciate what that means in the world of Legal Shield, that our corporate leadership is looking to the field for direction. You know, that hasn't always been the case, but, you know, there have been times in history where that's been more the case or than others, but it's never been more so than right now, where it really is a culture of winning together and working together and helping find solutions together and mapping out the future together. And I love that our corporate leadership is humble enough to look to the field for that input that I think is so important. It's one of the reasons why I think that our team has always been successful in this area is, you know, we've got people that are out there doing it every day that give constant feedback and constant input to how we can get better. It's something that I'm so excited for. The future at Legal Shield has never been brighter than it is right now. And that, you know, you could make the case that the market has never been better, that the need for the products has never been higher. But I'm saying strictly from a corporate standpoint, the fact that we are in such great alignment right now with the corporate office, that there really is a joint effort and a joint leadership of people in the field and people at the corporate office working together is just really exciting. And I know, without a doubt, that it's going to lead to very positive things in the future. It already has. We've already seen some great improvements, and that will continue to happen. So just wanted to share a quick update with you. I'm so excited to hear from Ms. Gail Ross this morning. She's one of my favorite trainers. And with that, Mark, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Mike, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. In my 24 and a half years, I've never seen where the field has such a voice as right now with Legal Shield, and particularly with business solutions. You know, it's just super well organized. And, you know, it started back, you know, years ago when they created, it was about 7 years ago, we created the Platinum World Council. And think about that, for, you know, 30 years they had no council at all. You know, it was just Harlan Stonecipher, and he'd sometimes wake up, you know, have a dream in the night to make a change, and he'd make it, you know, without any sounding board or anything. And sometimes it worked out great, and other times it was a disaster. So I remember going through those times, it's like, well, did he run this by anyone? Nope, everyone just agreed. So I love the fact that we have these councils in place, which do create a buffering and hopefully doesn't slow things, but make things even better. And I'm excited about that. And Legal Shield, again, is just, I think, on track for massive success. And I hope your businesses are aligned in that exact same way. Mike, I know we've got a B2B certification webinar lined up for this Wednesday from 12 to 2, and you can hit the events calendar and register for that. This is the final step in the B2B certification process. So if you're on the call this morning and you're not yet B2B certified, we highly recommend that you go through the online training. And then the final live step of that is this B2B webinar, which, you know, again, with the number one trainer in all of LegalShield, you get to spend 2 hours. And it's an open forum where at the end of the webinar you can ask questions and really interact. So it's not just a lecture session, but definitely interactive with all the participants. And again, you can register for that. It's this Wednesday, 12 to 2. Excited about that. We've also added some new videos in the B2B certification training. You'll see those. We'll put the word new next to them. But one is organizing your weekly schedule. Mike recently recorded that great little segment on just getting organized and how to. I had a call last week. How do I stay organized? And Mike did a great training little video on that. We've got several updates coming here in the next week before the end of the month in the B2B certification training. So excited to share those with you, and we'll put the word new next to each of them as they show up. Also, the first step training, we've added several new videos in that area as well. I want to take the call up to Boston. We've got Platinum Executive Director Mr. Jim Tanner, one of the biggest leaders in all of LegalShield, joining us on the call this morning. Jim, we appreciate you and all that you're doing to help us in this transition, and also just drill down and build the new system of training and support for our associates. I know you've got some exciting information to share as well. I'll turn the call over to you.
Good morning, Mr. Riches. Welcome and good morning to everybody on the call. And I'm as excited as everybody else to hear from Ms. Gail Ross. So I'm going to be brief, but I'd have to say before I go to my prepared remarks that hearing Mike Riches talk about the influence and the two-way communication with LegalShield, specifically for this business solutions focus, concentration in our business, excites me. Now, everybody knows I'm a team builder. I'm a recruiter. I love helping new people discover the opportunity and then get started in the opportunity. But when you drill down a little bit more than that, my passion is to help people that are excited about either utilizing sales skills they've already developed to come here and use this vehicle to help people, and to use those skills not just to help people, but to help their own family, to help their own finances, and to help their own future. But I love that. And I also love that to help people that had never maybe thought of themselves as a sales professional before to develop those skills here with us. So whether people are coming in and they've been in professional selling for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, as many of you have, or you've never done anything like that before, and you're looking for a place where you'll be guided, nurtured, coached, and mentored, you found the right place. I just love that so much about what we do here, and I'm excited for the present and the future when it comes to that. Now, we did have a transition webinar, as Mr. Rich has talked about, on Friday. It was our final transition webinar where we talked about really this transition from, transition to marketing, going out into the marketplace and marketing our services under the LegalShield and LegalShield Business Solutions umbrella, and also really kind of finalizing all of the details so that we can also recruit, train, motivate, and mentor people using the LegalShield branding. So I know most of you were on that. I won't get into any real detail because we covered that in that hour-long transition webinar. But I do want to let you know, because for those of you on the call this morning, if you weren't on there, I want to make sure that you understand that your plan site is active. I'm actually looking at mine. I'm on a big monitor here in my office right now. It just looks fabulous. And I just think, how many times a day can I get somebody looking at this website? And if you don't yet have your plan overview site, I'm going to share with you how to get access to that. These sites are provided by iTools 365. This iTools package is being made available to everybody in the team, so you can use your plan site right now. Even if you don't have an iTools account, all you have to do is set up your success team profile on our website. So if you haven't yet done that, go to successteamworld.com and set up your account, and then your plan site will be activated basically instantly. And your plan site is at the URL planoverview365.com/YourLegalShield associate number. I'll do that one more time. It's planoverview365.com/YourAssociate number. I should also mention that the former sites, the HRMC plan sites that you may remember and have and maybe are printed on some business cards, are forwarding to planoverview365.com. So you're taken care of there as well. But again, I know there's a few people that have not yet set up their account on successteamworld.com. Go ahead and get that done. I also want to mention that we have a call this evening. Of course, I just talked about how much I'm passionate about recruiting and developing an international sales team, professional producers across the United States and Canada, and soon across the pond, as they say, to the UK as well. And we're going to be talking about that as a topic, as a concentration on Monday evenings. All you have to do is dial into the same number you're listening to right now at 6 p.m. Central Time on Monday evenings, including tonight. We're going to be bringing to you guest speakers and trainers that also share that passion and knowledge for building a sales team. Listen, building a sales team is more than just recruiting somebody. It's sponsoring, it's nurturing, it's getting their questions answered, it's being available to people as they're navigating in the early days, getting trained and set up, working with field trainers to open their first accounts. There's information that you're going to want and you're going to need to know if you want to do that at a high level and support the people that are trusting you to navigate and guide them as they start their careers with LegalShield. Well, join us tonight, again, on this very same phone number, 6 p.m. Central, where you'll hear from Mr. Chris Corley, top recruiter in our team last month, and going hard to make sure he remains in that position this month as well. But I'll mention about Chris Corley. Not only is he a great leader, but he's someone that understands that it's more than being the person with the most recruits on the board. It's about forging relationships that will stand the test of time. He's doing a great job of that, and I want everybody here to be able to hear from him this evening. And lastly, before I go, I just want to be another voice to say to you, join us. LegalShield has announced the Winter Getaway, January 2020. It's going to be a phenomenal event at Disney, at the Disney World Yacht and Beach Club Resort in Orlando, Florida. I don't have to share much information with people who've been on LegalShield Performance Club trips already, because you understand the world-class way that LegalShield approaches these trips. But for those of you, and there's a lot of brand new people who've never been with us on one of these trips, I want you to make sure that you grab the flyer from your back office on lsengage.com. It's right there. There's a banner. You can click on it and get all the details. LegalShield is making this trip available to three different categories. That's 280 LegalShield associates and guests, totally to take over this incredible Disney World Yacht and Beach Club Resort. It comes with Disney Park Passes. I've been talking to folks in the team that are so excited to be able to do this as a family, get us all together to celebrate the kickoff of the year 2020 together, and to be able to do that. We want everybody listening to this call right now to be with us in Orlando at this event. Listen, I'm not going to take any more time and talk about the different ways you can qualify. There is room for everybody on this trip. If you're listening to this call, you are in a position to qualify for this trip. As a matter of fact, LegalShield is giving everybody a jump start by doubling the points in this incentive program from May 15th through the 31st. All you really need to know, though, for this call today, because we are now at May 20th, what you need to know is you must be Performance Club qualified. It's our Performance Club incentive trip. Now, there are some other qualifying criteria, but regardless of the qualification group that you're going to qualify in, you must be in Performance Club. So be Performance Club qualified this month and every month. If you're not sure what that means, just talk to your sponsor or reach out to one of us, because we want to help you to make sure that you're Performance Club qualified. And by the way, you can get that done in the next 24 to 48 hours. You don't need to take a lot of time to get Performance Club qualified. Help somebody become protected. Make sure a family is better off today as a LegalShield member than they were yesterday without it, and that will help you to be in Performance Club. Mr. Riches, I am excited for the week ahead. I've got big plans for this week, but right now all I can think about is filling up this blank paper in front of me while we hear from Ms. Gail Ross. So I'm going to go back to you, Mr. Riches, because I'm excited for the rest of the call.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Mr. Tanner. We appreciate all that you're doing. And again, you must be Performance Club qualified. And I'll just add one more thing. All points, you can earn points for that incentive trip. And the details, again, are on the flyer in LS Engage. But you can double your points from now until the end of May. So from May 15th to May 31st, all points are doubled. So, you know, obviously get Performance Club qualified, because if you miss this month in PC, you're not going on the trip. But on top of that, be sure that you, get as many points in as you can this month. And again, how the points are calculated are all on the flyer. But excited about that, excited to spend that time. Looking forward to Cabo in less than 2 months away now, spending time with all of our top producers down there and trip qualifiers. And then they've already announced, we haven't even gone on that trip, and they've announced the other trip. And so exciting times, and again, hopefully everyone's taking advantage of that. We talked briefly about $1,400 in premium. That's the new, you know, used to be 75 sales. You're like, when? Well, that was a long time ago. And then they dropped it to 50 sales a month, which I remember when they dropped that. That was probably the biggest announcement in Legal Shield history. But 50 sales a month, and now it's 1,400, which equates to 36. Can write that, if you want to write that down, just write down 36 times 39. So 36 is the number of group plans, family, and I'm just talking about the 3890 plan. So 36 times 39. Why 39? Well, right below that you can write 3890. They always round the premium up. So if you sell a 3890, that's worth $39 in premium. So 36 $39 plans equals 1404. I have that written on my board because I'm, again, mentally trying to, I'm 24 and a half years doing it different. It's hard to make that transition, at least for me. For new people, they're probably like, well, why would you ever count counters instead of premium? Well, we're counting premium now. 36 times 39 is 1404. That's it. That's the number, 36. And Mike, I thought you did a great job talking about how a small business plan, you know, a $89 or $100 small business plan, how much premium that adds to it, and it's so true. And also a $49.90, you know. I think the number's 26 on that, Jim. Is that right? I don't have my calculator. I have my calculator, but I'm talking on the call. But I think it's about 26 plans if you sold just the $49.90 plan or less. I mean, it's ridiculous. But 36 memberships of a family combo in a group at a group rate will put you at executive director. And I just want to make sure that that's clear in your mind. I've updated the comp plan video training and the first step training so you can watch that. And I emphasize the importance of qualifying for that executive director level. We just want to, that's one of our big goals for 2019, is to get more executive director qualifiers within the team. And now that we've finalize that transition, we're kind of on our new platform. I really want to double down on that effort and I want to get more people qualified at that top commission level and earning more money, and more, which will create more six-figure income earners and more platinums in our team, which we need more platinums. So I'm excited about that. Well, again, we've talked about our featured trainer today. She's standing by patiently waiting for us guys to stop talking. Ms. Gail Ross is a top producer within Legal Shield. She's a $50,000 income earner and working hard to get her $100,000 ring. Gail is from the state of Indiana. She is also, just like Mike mentioned, one of my favorite trainers in all of Legal Shield. She just does an incredible job, and it's an honor today to have you on the call, Gail. Thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule and away from your personal business to take time to share with each of us. We appreciate that. And I know we're all ready to take some notes, and I'll turn the call over to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It's always, always a pleasure to be able to be on these calls. And, boy, what a great day to be part of the Legal Shield family. I mean, there's so many positive things that are happening, and you know, just to be associated with Mike and Mark Riches and Jim Tanner and the rest of the team. It really gives us a leg up as we try to work hard at developing our business and being successful for ourselves and for our family. So I am so excited to be here. What I wanted to talk to all of you today about is something that I kind of titled this In Search of the Optimal Outcome, because isn't that what we're always looking for? Anytime we put our head to something, we want to make sure that whatever we do, we can maximize our opportunity to get the best result. And so I wanted to begin by just asking ourselves the question, have you ever expected your expected outcomes, have they ever fallen short of what you wanted them to be? Well, if you think about that, the answer for me is obviously yes, because if they're not, then that means we're not doing a good job of setting our goals and stretching ourselves to try to do better than what we currently can do. So the question maybe so much is not have they ever fallen short, but maybe we should be asking ourselves the question of why do we fall short? What happened that allowed us not to be able to achieve the goal that we set for ourselves? In recent years, when my expected outcomes didn't quite hit the mark, as opposed to getting frustrated and discouraged, and of course there's always a little bit with that that's involved, I began asking myself that very question, why? Why did that not go the way I wanted it to go? And what I learned by asking myself those questions has really been instrumental in helping me become more effective, not just in my personal life, but in my professional life, because what it has done just by asking that simple little question of why, it helps sharpen my focus about being more intentional and taking time to think through the different scenarios or situations that led to that results. So what I want to do here in the next few minutes is just delve a little bit more deeply and a little bit more thoroughly and give you some examples that you can put into practice that can kind of help sharpen your performance so that you can have the greatest chance of success. So I'm going to kind of go on a little bit of a formula that I read in a book by the legendary Ohio State football coach Urban Meyer. So many of you I know are college football fans, but even if you're not, chances are, especially during college football season, you've turned on the television or the radio and his name, his team has flashed across the screen because he has had phenomenal success in his coaching career. Well, several years ago, he wrote a book called Above the Line, Lessons in Leadership and Life from a Championship Season. And so what he did was he cited in one of his coaching principles, and it was E plus R equals O. And you may be asking yourself, what in the world does that mean, and what does that have to do, especially in football? Well, in short, Meyer wanted his players and his staff to look at the event, or the E. And when that event happened, assess how their response to a play or a situation, the R, would ultimately impact the O, or the outcome. And so as I was reading that, I thought to myself, is such a simple approach could have such a profound impact on the gridiron? Well, then how can I apply that to my own life? Well, in short, this is something, this principle, it's really not a new viewpoint. Many of the well-known leadership and motivational gurus such as Jack Canfield, and I know many of us heard Jack Canfield at a Legal Shield convention a couple years ago. John Maxwell has talked about this. If you really study this, the undercurrents can be found in writings going far back into the human relations icon of Napoleon Hill and Dale Carnegie. So this is not a new principle. Many times, this simple little technique or principle, not just this one, but anyone, they don't become effective until someone has the discipline to implement that. You know, kind of taking the springboard off of what Mike Richards talked about last week is the discipline that it takes to be successful. And so what I want to be able to do here is help you put this into practice, but it's going to take a little bit of discipline, and I think if you do that, it's going to ultimately it's going to pay off. So first, let's take a look at that E in the equation. So that E, or it's really what we call the event, let's take it as our decision maker meeting. It could be an enrollment, it could be a servicing call, it could be a variety of different things. But let's, for this example, use the E, the event, as your decision maker meeting. So when you are faced with that event, or you're anticipating it, you first want to say, when that event happens, what do I want my O to be? What do I want my outcome? Or really what we should say is, what do we want our ultimate, optimal outcome to be for this event? So for, let's say, you have your decision maker meeting, your optimum event is you want to have an enrollment scheduled when you leave that meeting. And better yet, you want that enrollment to be a payroll deduction. You want it to have mandatory participation. Oh, by the way, they're going to provide the lunch, so you don't have to spend money on a lunch. And could even be fringe. You know, but as long as I personally can get a mandatory meeting with a payroll deduction, they provide the lunch, then I think I have a pretty good shot at maximizing the outcome of that event. So the E is pretty easy to come up with. That's the decision maker meeting. The O is fairly easy to think about as what we want to have happen. That's the outcome. But really where the rubber hits the road is the response, the middle part of it, the R. Because what we do with that R is really going to give us a higher percentage of that successful outcome. So coming up with the time and the energy to figure out that is really what we need to look at here. So what I want to do is take a look at what some of those are, or our responses might be, as we delve into that event. So let's say we're at a decision maker meeting, and we want to think through of all the things during that event that may come up. All right, so they could be what we call the objections. You might mean that you're meeting with the owner or the human resource manager, and they might say, you know what, I don't think our employees can afford this. Or they may say, you know what, we tried this before and they don't go over well with our folks. Or, you know, I just can't find a spot on our payroll. Or I'm just too busy, our employees too busy. Or they just say, I just don't think our people would be interested in that. I mean, there's a few of those that I just mentioned, but there could be many, many more. And I'm sure if you've been in this even for a short time, you've heard some of those objections. So what we need to do is list all of those objections out. Because once we know what those objections, really there shouldn't be too many things during that event that should surprise us, and we're going to be prepared to handle that in a way that is a communicative way, that is non-combative, that is non-defensive, and that is non-salesy. I mean, things have changed today. Your customers and clients, they don't want salespeople. They're there to be educated, and they want solutions, and they want value. So you have to be prepared to offer that, because otherwise if you're not, then you're going to be stammering around and you're going to try to be selling and pushing, and you're definitely not going to get to your optimal outcome. So we need to kind of think through of what those objectives might be, and then what I would do is list them out, and then I would leave space for how would I respond to each one of those. So let's use for an example that the decision maker meeting said, you know what, these things just don't work well with our folks. So I'm thinking in advance, well before I go into the meeting, on how I would respond. And so I might think, you know what, I've heard that before. Here's a response that I might say, but I might be able to use it in such a way that I can address it before it even becomes an objection. So that's what we call positioning. So how can I put that as part of my conversation so that it just cuts it off, nips it at the bud before it even has a chance to be uttered out of the contact's mouth? So you might say, you know, I was working with XYZ company last year, And we did an enrollment. It was an identity theft workshop, and they were so surprised that over 70% of their people participated in the benefit. Because the reason they were so surprised is they originally told me in our very first meeting, they said, you know what, these things aren't going to go over very well. You can go ahead and talk to them. You can bring your lunch in, but don't be surprised if no one signs up. And what really made the light bulb go on for them was when they saw how many people had such a need for this, because they knew that this was the only way they could really access the legal system or get help with identity theft in ways that they couldn't afford otherwise. So it really helped put things in perspective for them. So if you are able to say that, it doesn't matter if you say it before or during the conversation, or even if it does come up as an objection, the main thing is that you've thought it through and you're able to tell it. I always try to tell it in a story, in a third-party story, because if they disagree with that story, they're not disagreeing with you. They're disagreeing with somebody or something else. So that's a great way to be able to handle things like that before they become an issue. So what we need to do is, again, we go back and we look at all of the different possible scenarios that could happen during that event, come up with the disciplined responses to them, and then here's the other part. We got to practice those responses. This reminds me of that commercial that's on for those car mats. And that guy's in the bathroom and he's practicing, you know, what his response or what he's going to say on how his floor mats are better. And when he gets out and he talks to that the client, he says something totally different. Well, we need to practice so that it becomes ingrained in part of us, so it becomes who we are. Because many times when we're in those meetings or in those situations, the whole nervousness and the whole idea kind of takes over and we're not saying the things we want to say because it's not ingrained. So the practice is extremely important. I've been in professional sales my whole adult career. And I still, before every decision maker meeting, before every enrollment, I am practicing. I want to make it come across as if I'm having a conversation. I'm not there to sell. I'm there to educate, to teach people, to teach the decision maker, to educate the employees. Because even though you may know of this, this is the first time they have heard this. And sometimes it resonates with some people. Other times, whatever you say will resonate with others. But the main thing is that we are there and having a conversation. And being able to have a conversation is naturally, if this is something we don't naturally do, means we need to practice so that it becomes a natural feel to us. So think through, prepare, practice what those possible objections might be, and then take the time to put those into practice as you are handling that particular event. Because what we are doing is no different than championship football teams. They're no different than on the battlefield or special elite, special ops people. This is our battlefield. This is our playing field. You know, the same level of professionalism that goes into being a professional athlete or a professional warrior goes into becoming a professional salesperson. It just doesn't come naturally. And for those up there on stage and are having the success, and you look at them and you're like, boy, they make it look so easy. I guarantee there is a tremendous amount of time and energy that has gone in to making it look easy. And that's what I am encouraging you all to do, is just to spend the time and to think through your different situations, because, you know, everyone here at Harvard wants you to have the optimal success. And the people that are leading your teams know that it is something that is all within reach, but there comes a certain time and a certain part that you have to want it and believe in it And the first step to doing that, even if you feel you don't have the capability or the skill set yet, everybody has the capability to become disciplined at what they do. And so that's what I'm encouraging you to do. And I know if you do that, you will be surprised at the level of success that you will have, and you will just use that as a springboard to accomplish bigger and better things. So hopefully you can take those nuggets, put them into practice, and I look forward to seeing every one of you do extremely well with this. With that, I'll turn it back over to you.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Gail. Fantastic information. Just really great stuff to help kick our week off. I love this Monday call because I know all of us are ready to go. Some are already out there going, and they're going to listen to the playback. But just fantastic information to help us have more success as we go out there and approach the market and offer these incredible services to people. And just well done. Thank you again, Gail. We appreciate mm-hmm. all that you do and for that fantastic training to help each of us build bigger and better businesses. Well, I appreciate all those that have participated on our call this morning. It's been a great call, great information. Again, we've got the webinar, the B2B certification webinar this Wednesday from 12 to 2. We've got our team training call, which I highly encourage you to participate on both these calls on Monday. I know it kind of packs up our Mondays, but if you're not available Monday evening, develop a habit of listening to that call sometime, you know, Tuesday morning or later on Monday night. But incredible information being shared on those calls, so I'd encourage you to participate and be involved in them. And it's the same number you dialed in now. If you've not yet created your account, your user account on successteamworld.com, be sure to do that because we are no longer sending out emails through the Harvard system. We'll stop talking about Harvard probably by June 1st totally. So if you've not created your account yet, be sure you do that. You go to successteamworld.com or get with your sponsor and they'll help walk you through that quick process. Be sure that you're on our text alert service by texting the word at, the at symbol, STW now, to 81010. There's also in the Docs on Demand in the back office an important phone number and website sheet. I would highly recommend printing that out. It has our business solutions training call on it. It has our team building training call, the access information. It has that text reminders info that I just gave you and several other important phone numbers to Legal Shield and customer service and membership services and all of that. So I highly recommend that you print that out, have that available to look at. Set your goals. We've got 11 days left in the month. Let's make this week a big one. I wish each of you great success. Thanks for plugging in on the call this morning.